Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 207.
Smile for me, show me everything that you are, 'cause if you smile for me, you're gonna make me feel like a star, 'cause you awaken me, I'm loving everything that you are, the sun it shines for me, so I can always see where you are. Me, 'cause I'll be there when you fall. I got a lot of room for you, 'cause right now I got an empty heart, and you enlighten me, baby, right down to my soul.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. And we have a great show for you today. It's we have an interview with Elijah Black, and we'll be on top of the show. You'll listen to his song "Smile for Me." So I hope you guys like it, and check out his website at ElijahBlack.com so you can check out his music. Okay, so what's going on with me here? Well, let me see. Last weekend, we just had Memorial Day weekend. It's been a very jam-packed week. Actually, I don't know if I discussed this in previous episodes. Last week, Tuesday, what happened? We got to watch The Police, and last Thursday... Tuesday, The Police, I went with John and Polima. Thursday, I went with Jeff and Jason. We went to watch Iron Maiden. And then, what else happened? Friday, registration for softball. And Saturday, Sunday was a big thing. It's a softball weekend. It's a softball tournament. It's the Lone Star Classic. So, yeah, we did that. And we only get to play about 2-3 games. He played 4 games in total, I think. Yeah, that's right, 4 games. And I got hit by a softball on my shoulder, so I'm nursing my left shoulder right now. And after that, Sunday, let me see what happened. Oh, yeah, Sunday. You may have seen the video from about the Dallas Roundup Diesel. Yeah, so hope you guys like that video. And then later in that Sunday, met up with a couple of friends at Mark's place, and we hanged out there and barbecue, hamburgers, stuff like that. That's what I've been eating the whole weekend. It's really bad. Just eating burgers and hot dogs and steaks. And, oh, gosh, very bad for my health. Should eat salad this week. Okay, so after that, that's Sunday. And Monday, Memorial Day itself, met a couple of friends for Bear Watch. We were trying to, just get together, having a party with the Bear Watch people, the Bear Watch committee. And then met up with a couple of friends near Spring Branch. Is that right? No. Well, it's around 290, Highway 290. A couple of friends, Gino, threw a party. It's Memorial Day weekend, so people are barbecuing and stuff like that. So it's good to see friends. And I've been partied out and softballed out, and I'm just sore. My whole body's all sore right now, and I just want to relax. Anyway, okay, so that's the summary of this weekend. And don't forget, guys, to remind you, we have that DVD from Cyber Bears. It's called Bear Booty Call 3. Yeah, so don't forget, send in your entries. Send us email at raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Booty Call, and you'll be able to get the chance to win this DVD. Yeah, it's there. I have 2 DVDs from them, and if you win, we'll send it out. Okay, so we'll send it out whoever wins, and deadline is June 15th. We also have that Project Big raffle thing, and I'll put the link on the website. We're still raffling off. We have an entry for top, so we need another one for bottom, and we're waiting for that. We'll just put the show notes for it, so you guys can sign up and send an essay. It's kind of complicated, so yeah, I'll put the link on the website. And let's go on with the interview with Elijah.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
We have a special guest today, and he's a very talented musician from Ohio. We would like to welcome Elijah Black. Hello, Elijah.
Hi, how is everybody?
Yay, you're here at last. I've been meaning to call you for some time now, and it's just been crazy last week and because of Bear Watch and stuff. So how are you? How are you, man?
Well, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing good. I'm finally starting to relax a little bit.
Oh yeah, with all the
calm down. I've been on a pretty quick pace.
Uh huh.
Actually, since we got off the first tour back in November.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been really, really hustling and everything, getting ready for the tour we just went on back in April.
Yeah, that's right. Bears on the Run, the second part. Okay, let me ask you, how do you feel about it? I mean, you know, how do you compare the two, the Bears on the Run, the first one and the second one?
Well, you know, the first one is always special. The first one is always, you know, because it's always first. It was very exciting because nobody knew what to expect. Mm-hmm. None of us had actually really hung out together for that long, you know, mm-hmm. of a period. I mean, you know, we met each other doing Bearpalooza shows. So, you know, but, you know, there'd be, you know, who knows how many artists. There could be 15, 20 people, who knows, you know. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, as a good example, I had done a show with Shannon in Nashville.
Oh, you did. That's right. For
and Babalu, yeah, Babalu and Matthew were there too. But I mean, the only reason I knew Matthew so well was because me and Sammy stayed with him and Dean in Nashville.
Oh, with Dean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and Shannon was in Nashville. But like, I mean, I got to see him the day of the show, and you know, we talked for a couple minutes. But it was, you know, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, Babalu happened to be emceeing that show, and, uh-huh. you know, Kendall was there, too, performing. So, you know, all five of us were there, but we, you know, we didn't really know each other that well yet. We had no idea that about doing Bears on the Run yet, you know. So.
Yeah. And you got it,
you know,
going.
The second I'm sorry, what was that?
And you got it going in November. Yeah.
Yeah, and we got it going. I mean, and then the second tour, you know, the one we just did in April, you know, we were more seasoned. I think the show itself was a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's set was pretty amazing this time around because they had an idea. We all had an idea on what kind of material works, you know, best.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
You know, with these kind of crowds and just doing the acoustic thing. So it was kind of nice that way.
I kind of talked to Kendall about that. What's your take on that Toronto situation?
Well, it was bad planning on our part. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that we were very disappointed. I was very disappointed because I have a lot of fans in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just disappointed I didn't get to come, you know, because I was going to have my CD. A lot of people from Toronto, you know, I just picked them up on the day for the tour. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we weren't prepared. I mean, we should have had our ducks in a row a little better.
Yeah.
And we'll know better next time, you know.
Yeah, we just need to prepare
they gave
for
us an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, it's not like the Canadian people were mean or hostile or anything to us.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, they even gave us a chance to go out in the parking lot and call the club.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And see if the club would send information. And it was just all bad communication all the way around. Oh. I mean, the lady tried to, like, she's like, you just have to give me a reason I can let you across the board. You know?
Give me a reason.
I mean, she's basically like, go out in the parking lot and tell them to, you know, fax me something, you know.
Yeah.
They tried. It was just, you know, it was... You know, bad luck on our part.
Yeah.
And next time we'll know what to do. We'll know the kind of the documentation to take. I mean, you know, we all had our own passports, but, you know, if you're working in Canada, you have to have a visa.
Yeah, okay. If you're going to work, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to work and make money there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, that's so complicated. I thought you were just going to
go
there.
Well, really, when we try to do Canada and stuff like that, we try to make it a benefit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't actually seem like we're making money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we are, damn it.
Or you could have said, you know, we're going to go there, we're going to play for a wedding or something.
Well,
right?
You know, we tried that, and they said, okay, great. Well, just have the bar send us the information on the benefit.
Oh, okay.
And the bar was like, you know, you don't know anything about a benefit. And they kind of screwed us around, too. I mean, the club knew we were having a problem being detained, you know what I mean? And they could have come through, but I think that the only phone number Kendall had was at the club, and he must have talked to somebody like, you know,
mm-hmm.
a bar back or something, and he was the only one there.
Yeah.
And that guy didn't know what to do, so he wrote this kind of lame letter. But you know, it actually worked out okay, because I mean, we were in Buffalo already. That's where Kendall lives.
Yeah, so it's easier.
So we basically just kind of went back to Kendall's house and you know.
Spend the whole time there.
It was frustrating because you get all geared up and so excited, and Toronto's the first show, and, you know, when something like that happens, it kind of smacks you in the face a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know, you take it in stride, and so, you know, we just, that just made us more geared up to do the Buffalo show.
Yeah, at least you got more time to prepare there, or, you know, in Buffalo, just to spend more time there before your, I guess your first gig was Buffalo now, in that Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, so Buffalo became number one, and that's okay.
Did you get your CD out there during your the second Bears on the Run tour? Were you able to get your...
I did. Well, as you know, Maynard, I went around after the first tour. Any kind of press I got, I kept telling everybody, including the podcast that do with you guys, hey, by the time I come back for the new, you know, on the new tour, I'm going to have a new CD out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, great, you know, exciting, because I wanted to put out a record that it would make sense when I went to play it in an unplugged acoustic format, the songs would still translate well. You know, sometimes, like my first album, Naked Against the Blue Sky, it's a great record. The songs are great. Everything on it's great. But to do some of those songs unplugged, it was hard to do. Some of the songs were impossible to do. So my whole approach was, well, if I'm going to be doing this singer-songwriter tour, I need my music to reflect that. So that, like, when people take my record home, it sounds, you know, it's translated well to what my live show was, you know, so people will dig that. So I did, but the problem was I went around and promoted to everybody, I'm going to have a new record out, And so, you know, we got home mid-November, so I still had a couple songs I wanted to develop and write and finish and get together with my producer. So I figured, you know, I'd start laying down tracks in January, and I'd have till May or even June to finish it up, you know, because that's when we were talking about going back out in like, you know, May or June. And
when was that? April, May. When was Bears on the Run? Where was Bears on the Run 2? April, right?
That's when it ended up being. Yeah, I got a phone call from Shannon saying, "Hey, looks like we're going to do the tour. It's working out so that we can do it in April." And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, no, you had to hurry up.
That's great, but now I've got to, you know, bust my butt a little bit, which, it's all right. So I was up just about till 2 o'clock in the morning every night getting that CD done. And guess when they came in, Maynard?
When?
Just guess.
The day before?
We were leaving April 7th to go to Buffalo, and we were planning on leaving at my house at noon. All the guys had come here. Babalu had flown in a few days early. Shannon had flown in the day before we were leaving. Matthew had drove in the night before we were leaving. The CDs finally got shipped to my office. I picked them up at 10:30 in the morning, and by 11:30 we were on the road headed to Buffalo. I didn't even really get to hear it yet, you know. I mean, it was like, you know, but we had to go, and I mean, made it to the last possible day. I mean, because it takes a lot, you know, it's a lot to get it done. You've got to record it, and then you've got to mix it, and then you've got to master it, you know, and then you've got to send them off to get them duplicated.
That's right.
So, I mean, the process is kind of lengthy, so, you know, that's why my record, it's only an eight-song record.
Yeah, it's called Better Man, your latest album.
Better Man,
Better Man. I really like, actually the song in it, really, it's really awesome too. The song where it's based from, Better Man, really, it's really great also. I love that song.
Yeah, I wrote that song for Sammy. I mean, that was kind of the first song I wrote after he had passed away. I just couldn't really do anything. I mean, I quit playing up here. I mean, I was going, you know, I usually play 3-4 shows a week.
With a full band, Elijah Black band,
On MySpace.
I mean, your band. Whenever you play three, you said you play.
Oh yeah. Three times a week. It's just Elijah Black band.
Okay.
You know, when we play out, you know, I usually have like my studio band will be my live band when we do these gigs live.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I just couldn't really. I just wasn't motivated to do anything. And I wrote this song, and finally Kendall, you know, is like, you know, you need to be doing something. You haven't done anything. I know you're not playing out. You just haven't done anything for months and months. And I'm like, you know, I know, Kendall. I can't do it. I felt like the life was just sucked out of me.
Oh, okay.
I had nothing to be excited about. And he said, well, you know, you need to start playing out. That's what Sammy would want. He wouldn't like you just sitting around doing nothing. And I said, well, yeah, I guess you're probably right. And he goes, well, good, because I just booked us a gig in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Geary. You know Geary Snyder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He helps all the Bear groups, Buffalo, Erie, Pittsburgh.
Erie helps
all those Bear clubs. You know, they've got a really great thing going. All those Bear clubs are awesome.
Yes.
And they had me come out to Buffalo, him and Kendall. So
that was
the first time they heard that song. And, you know, I looked out in the crowd and everybody was bawling. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Know? I mean, you know, not everybody, you know, I didn't know everybody personally. So these are people that didn't really know the story behind the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I just decided.
I got your unplugged version of that. I took a video of you guys at Bear Center here in Houston, and I took a video of you doing Impression and Better Man. We were playing that in here in Houston at Tony's Corner Pocket. And
oh, right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. You did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think you even put one out that was black and white.
Yeah. Well, almost black and white. I don't know if it's black and white, but
a version of something. You did several songs. Well, you know, and that's the thing I did, Maynard. Those songs probably will sound different to you now because those are songs I wrote just to go out on that Unplugged tour the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was able to get together with my producer over the winter and kind of go over those songs with him, you know, we wrote intros, we wrote, you know, different parts for these songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed. They kind of changed dramatically, except for Better Man. Better Man, we just thought would be best
as
just
is.
acoustic with no big instruments in it. Yeah. So that's why that song's the only one that's really acoustic on that record.
Yeah. So tell me about the whole album of Better Man. All those tracks. What story does it tell? I mean, you know, what's the feel of it?
The CD itself is, you know, I've realized, you know, Sammy was the first real relationship I'd ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Better Man record is a very honest and real, it's almost like a diary of,
mm-hmm.
You know, things I'd been going through. Even starting off, you know, the song Impression. You know, because that's what you do. You know, you make a good impression on somebody. At least that's what you want to do. And I remember holding off giving Sammy, like, you know, when we met, he really didn't know anything about me. He didn't know I was a musician. He didn't know anything about me. We just met, you know. And I know that I wanted to make a good impression on him, and I just... You know, I waited for like a week to see what kind of music like we'd listen to when we'd go out and listen to the radio, and mm-hmm. I'd look at his CDs before I thought, okay, I could give him my CD, because you know you're just afraid he's going to listen. You know, someone's going to listen to that CD and go, "Oh my God, this guy's a creep. I don't want to be anywhere near him." You know.
Okay,
but it wasn't that way. So I think everything on that album. I think subconsciously I started realizing it has something to do with Sam. Every song on there. You know, Smile for Me, that was his best quality to me. The reason what attracted me to him the most was we met somewhere as friends. Mm-hmm. We had mutual friends. It was like, "Hi, Sam, how are you?" Blah, blah, blah. And he had this big, huge smile on his face when I met him. Uh-huh. A little while later, I looked up at him and he wasn't smiling.
Ooh.
He was bumming something, you know. I think he'd run into his ex or something. I don't know what happened. I really didn't know him that well at that time, but I just thought, man, what a shame, because he looked like two different people. The smiling guy was this larger-than-life character to me. And when he wasn't smiling, it just kind of broke my heart. And I didn't even know him yet, but it just broke my heart. So, I mean, that entire record is him. I mean, the lyrics on Edge to the Edge of the World, very much about Sammy. I mean, when he died, I looked for him everywhere. I mean, it would just be strange. I'd be waiting for him to walk in the front door.
Mm-hmm. How about
I'd
the
walk
song?
Outside. What's that?
How about the song "Power of You"? Who's the 6 foot 2, 245? What are you referring to?
No, I'm 6 foot 245.
6 foot 245. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm kind of referring to my style.
Oh, that's you. Yeah. Okay.
He left. You know, when he left. Mm-hmm. You know, when he passed away, I was just gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, devastated. Big, strong guy. I couldn't even put my pants on. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it's about. I mean, he did, and he always will have this power over me.
I see. Okay, so that's what it's about.
And I think that's where that song came from.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. and wait, last Saturday, before Memorial Day, you were at the bar, you're doing your CD release. At, where's the place? Wolf's. How did that go? The CD release
the CD release party was great. The mm-hmm. Bears in Columbus are a great bunch of people. It went really good. I had Matthew come up, and uh-huh. he played the show with me. Matthew, of course, is, you know, a true professional. I mean, he's the man. So him and Dean, his partner Dean, came up from Nashville. Dean ended up drawing my cover for me of Better Man.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was hand-drawn by Matthew's partner. The first tour, we had a show in Nashville, and, you know, we played the show, and Dean was there, of course, you know, to see all of us and Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show, he went home, and he said he was really inspired. He hadn't been inspired to paint anything for a while, and he was starting to bum out about it.
Uh-huh.
And 2 weeks later, the tour ended, and we ended it in Nashville. We all kind of left from there. And when I got back, Dean came up and handed me this, you know, painting and said, "I drew this for you. It's called Sammy's Angel."
Aww.
He goes, "You inspired me that night, and I came home and I painted it, and I really feel like this should be yours."
I see.
And, I was like heartbroken. I mean, it was just like, wow. I was heartbroken and yet full of joy at the same time, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
All winter I'm like, boy, what am I going to name this record? Is it going to be Smile For Me? Is it going to be this? And then it just kind of hit me, you know, I mean, it's going to be called Better Man. And, you know, Matt, my producer, said the same thing. He's, you know, he, you know, because he knew Sammy real well, and he said, you know, it just, this record seems like it's awfully about him.
Mm-hmm.
Not in an awful way, but the majority of it is about Sammy mm-hmm. and you, and, you know, because Matt's known me for many years. And I just woke up one day and I said, you know, the album's going to be called Better Man, and right here's the cover. It's been staring at me since November. So
I see. Okay.
It just all kind of fell into place for me one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And right now you have a deal with Logo. You mentioned in your email before.
So I'm pretty happy about that. I feel pretty lucky.
Yeah. How did that go? I mean, wow.
Well, we, as you know, Logo sponsored our tour.
Yes, that's right.
The Bears on a Run tour, the uh-huh. second one we did. So when I got back, I sent all of my, let me take you back a little farther.
Okay.
The tour ended, and okay. we always gave away all the Logo stuff, and Logo had spun that the commercial for us, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Logo, of all of us, so that people knew the Bears on a Run were coming and stuff. So Logo started playing a commercial for us.
Yeah.
And right. then when the tour ended, they called us, or they actually emailed me and said, you know, we got a lot of emails, and a lot of emails regarding you. Why don't you send us what you've got?
Okay.
And I said, all right, man. So I sent them, you know, I sent them my first CD, Naked Against the Blue Sky, and I sent them Better Man.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Better Man, I sent a video of Smile For Me, which okay. was directed by mine and Kendall's friend, Bob Brutus Bear Cunningham in Buffalo.
Okay.
Bob edited this video for me, and We'll talk about that in a minute. But okay. Basically, Logo, I got an email from them on New Now Next, from the New Now Next program, saying they were going to play it. And they needed me to sign these forms, and they needed me to give them the format, the DVD on a different format. And so I did everything they wanted, and yeah, they're going to be playing me here within the next couple of weeks.
Awesome,
I mean,
yeah.
It could be any time.
So yeah, tell us when.
It's on Logo's New Now Next show.
Oh, right, that's right.
And, you know, they're playing all top-hitting bands. So wow. I'm real, real excited to be in that mix.
That is awesome. Congratulations on that.
That's
awesome.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, so when you do your music, when you record and stuff, you have your band, so they're your main band also when you record, or do you get other sessionists? Or
No, they're basically my band when I record. Mm-hmm. And this was just done by the four of us.
Okay.
You know, me, my producer, Matt Cleary, Adam Mercer played drums on both records. Matt also played guitar on the other record. And Mark Matthews sang. He did those amazing vocals on Edge of the World, which is the last song of the record, and played bass. And he's a phenomenal bass player.
I see.
So, yeah, they're with me. I mean, that's why we sound so tight on this record, because, you know, we've been playing with each other for a long time.
Yeah. Are you going to have people from, you know, Bears and Run, like Shannon or Matthew probably play some tracks for you, or, you know, probably do session stuff for you, or I don't know. Have you guys talked about that?
Well, we do. We talk. We, you know, on the road, we get together, and, you know, we're always helping on each other's sets. I mean, you know, Matthew's an awesome guitar player, and his voice is incredible. The guy never misses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendall's an amazing singer himself.
Yeah.
Shannon is obviously a great singer, but his guitar playing is really, really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do, but the problem is they're so far away.
Oh, that's,
you know,
right.
Shannon's in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and they should get together,
so
really.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, my record took me all of winter, and Shannon couldn't really have afforded to have been here that long and miss work and everything.
Yeah. I saw those videos with Shannon playing the guitar. Wow.
Oh, at my house?
Yeah. Your place.
Yeah. I mean, he flew in the day before the tour, so we had some time to screw around. So I took him over to my studio, and, you know, we plugged my guitar in. And, yeah, no, he's all that. And he could handle all of it. I mean, I'd love for him to play, you know, lead for me if we ever take off on a tour as a band.
Yeah.
But, you know, my band, they really, really, really want to do a tour with me.
Oh, yeah.
Studio guys.
That'd be awesome.
So
yeah.
they're very excited, and you know they play with everybody from Warrant. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
Warrant,
Jenny Lane. I mean, you know, these are big time musicians, and they really want to hit the road with me. I mean, even Matt, my guitar player and producer, he came down and played. You know, I played all the rhythm guitar, and he played all the lead guitar Saturday at Wuss. Came and played there.
Oh, wait a second. It was a full band at Wolf's, or?
No, it was just me and Matt.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was just me and Matt on acoustic guitars.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And it worked out great. I mean.
You know, I've been wondering, who's the craziest in the van at Bears on the Run when you guys were driving around? Who's the craziest among you guys?
Who's the craziest?
Yeah, or probably the prankster.
It looks it depends on the day. Everybody's got the moment, let me tell you. I mean, Dad, first of all, Matthew, you can never tell when he's kidding or not. So you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And, of course, you know, Babalu is just, you know, he's got his own language almost.
Mm-hmm.
And we all start talking to him. Like, you know, he'll just fill in words like, I'm Babalu, da-da-da-da, you know. And, you know, it's like, da-da-da-da, what does that mean? Well, by the end of the tour, we're all doing it.
Oh, okay.
Hi, how are you? I'm Elijah. Da 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 da. You know, like what? mm-hmm. What does that mean? And the YouTube stuff. I mean, Babalu would pull up the craziest stuff on YouTube, and we'd all be singing it in the van.
Oh, okay.
And, okay, Mr. Crazy himself, Kendall.
Oh, wow.
I'd say, you know, Shannon was always asleep.
So not. Shannon's always asleep. Okay.
I'm always asleep. I was always on the computer because my computer, I could get a signal driving down the road on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, I was always on a computer doing this, making sure this, you know, or Babalu was on my computer uploading videos and all, you know, all that stuff. That's a daily chore, man. I mean, Babalu would film everything on his camera and then post it on the sites and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you could always count on Kendall. It's like, okay, we need some interesting, something interesting to happen. Kendall! He'd be like, what? And we'd be like, nothing. Just be yourself and we're going to tape you. You know, just stuff like that. But it was, you know, that's a part of the fun of the five of us going on the road is the way we all get along and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
Just, and the shows are great.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, Kendall was here in Texas for Bear Watch last week.
Was he?
Yeah, he performed, and yeah, of course he did his...
Galveston.
Yeah, he came to Galveston. And it's amazing he can handle, you know, weeks of traveling and shows. He just came from Bearpalooza, and... He ended up in Raleigh, and then he flew into Houston, and then went to Galveston. And my God, I bet he's so tired. I mean, about 2 or 3 weeks, I think, straight.
No. Kendall, let me tell you, he can handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can just handle whatever. I mean, because he just wants to play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just wants to, you know, we're all trying to make our mark. And you know, really, the best way to do it, to get out there and do it.
Yeah, you know probably, what I mean? The bear groups who are having bear runs, you can invite them all, invite Kendall if he wants to, he can perform in your, in different cities. Yeah, he does that. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Well, you have to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you have to. That's part of the whole deal.
Yeah.
You know.
So, tell me, when is the next Bears in the Run? What part of America are you guys going to now?
Well, Maynard. You know, you're the one with the tough question.
Oh, really? Okay.
Everybody wants to know.
Everybody wants to know.
You know, we talked about Southwest. We talked about doing a Southwest tour.
Okay.
And then we talked about doing a West Coast tour. You know, it's hard because, you know, we do everything ourselves.
That's
so,
true.
Like, we've got to plan all the shows and, you know, we got to see what's feasible and reasonable. You know what I mean? I mean, because, you know, we have our own gear we travel with, too.
That's right.
And when I say we have our own gear, I mean I have all the gear.
Yeah, you're the roadie by yourself, too.
So it's like, I don't know where, you know, we'd have to drive out. And there's just a lot of logistics we would have to, you know, get covered to do those kind of tours. And, of course, you know, I have a lot of success in Salt Lake City.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
Every time I play Salt Lake City, it's a phenomenal, incredible show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our goal is to try to always get to, like, within our next show, we try to book it within, like, 3 or 4 hours of the next show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like we have a driver and we can all sleep while someone drives. I mean, you know, it's all us. So
yeah. And setting up and tuning.
Closely.
Yeah.
So we're trying to work Salt Lake City in there somewhere, too. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of places.
I want to go to Salt Lake City too. I had a chance before. I couldn't because I was going out of town the week after that. I lost the chance. I could have gone to Salt Lake City, but it's great. I you know, some people who I know there who are from there too, and you know, Salt Lake City is a really great city. And I remember Kendall and I think yourself you were there, and I think that was the meeting I was supposed to go to, but I couldn't.
I've played there 3 or 4 times. I mean, my whole band last year for Utah Pride, my whole band came with me.
Oh, okay.
And they're all straight.
And they're all straight.
My whole band is straight.
Oh, okay.
And they were so disappointed. Because I guess, you know, they didn't have the same budget they had last year in Salt Lake City. You know, we didn't get asked to come back and play because they were trying to keep it local because, you know, flying out a whole band is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me a letter saying, God, we really love you guys. It's just that, you know, we can't have you come back this year because of the budget. We were way over budget last year, but can we keep you in mind for future ones? And, you know, blah, blah. I said, of course, you know, just let us know because, you know, we have a soft place in our hearts for Salt Lake City. My band was so excited they didn't get to play Utah Pride.
Oh.
So disappointed. And they're all straight. So it's,
yeah.
It's fun.
Well, like regardless, that. You know, it's all fun. You know,
it's all fun. Pride, and that's what they yeah. said. You know, they're like, we don't care where we play.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. And that's the right attitude to have. But, you know, not everybody's like that. Some people are kind of like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't want to play this event. It's
yeah.
gay, you know.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, I've been in anywhere. Straight bars that were gayer than the gay bars. Anyway, that's not important.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make friends here.
Yeah. So what else is going to happen now? I mean, in the near future, you know, besides Bears on the Run, do you are going to, you know, do, preparing for your new album, next album after Better Man, or are you really just concentrating right now on promoting it, or do you have gigs
well,
to go?
Well, I'm still promoting Better Man. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm hoping Logo, I'm hoping, you know, I mean, getting international airplay like that from Logo is going to be great for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So the song's
oh, my
for me. I just don't know what's going to go on. I mean, I'm trying to work with Logo right now. They want me to come back with another heavy video after Smile For Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it's going to be yet. I mean, I'm sending, you know, the thing about Logo is they don't have, like, an A&R department. Like, there's nobody that's going to, like, to kind of, like, that works just with the artists. And look, we're trying to gear a show for these kind of songs and this genre of music, and
yeah.
we want you to come back with, you know, they're kind of like, well, God, we don't really know. I think we want you to come back with something heavier, so I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to maybe work on Edge of the World, or I might go back to the first record and do Drive By and do that as a comeback
okay.
video.
Wow.
You know, yeah, because they want something kind of heavy hitting, and I mean, both those songs, you know, and that first record is a lot more rock. It's got a heavier appeal to it.
Oh, the first one, the Naked.
The first one,
yeah, it is heavy.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. It just comes off as a heavier album.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Than Better Man. So I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still waiting for him to play Smile For Me. So
just let me know. Just let me know so we can tell the audience to
I'll
watch.
Let you know. You're on. Are you on my list?
Yeah, I think I'm in your MySpace.
Yeah, you got the
email, yeah.
Email about the video and about Columbus, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know, you know, immediately.
I should meet up with you then. I might be in Columbus maybe towards winter. Probably, I don't know, December maybe, because my partner and I like to go to Columbus. We have friends there also. And
really?
Yeah. How far are you from Columbus?
You must
Columbus?
Let me know. We'll set up an impromptu kind of show down there.
Oh, my God. All right.
It'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's I mean, right. It would. You could do a podcast from there.
That's right. We can do that.
I mean, listen, you can do a podcast from anywhere. You are the Nard, man.
Yeah, I try to record wherever. Yeah, and hopefully if I do get, you know, if you do that Bears on the Run, I'd like to go probably, not on the road, not necessarily on the road, but probably meet you guys up on the East Coast on the West Coast or Salt Lake City.
Well, listen, man, maybe do a couple of cities with us, see if you can hang.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy life.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a crazy life.
So, okay. Well, I really appreciate you being in the show. It's really great to have you, as usual. And you've been in the show before, and it's really great chatting with you and just, you know, catching up with you and hearing
you
all the stories.
I love talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, okay. Everybody out there listening, go to ElijahBlack.com. That's where you can catch Elijah's music. Also, myspace.com/ElijahBlackBand. That's your band site, right?
Yeah. To hear some music, and iTunes for downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, were you able to put your the CD I sent you? Did you put that in your computer?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video I made on it?
The video. Oh, not yet. The video. I didn't. Oh, there's a video along the audio with the CD audio. Okay.
Yeah. If you put that, it's not like a DVD, but if you put the CD, the Better Man CD, if you put that in your computer,
okay,
you can see the making of the video. You can see all the raw studio footage, and I do a little narration of it. You can see Adam laying down his drum tracks.
Awesome.
You can see Mark Matthews laying down his bass.
Mm-hmm.
You can see me laying down guitar. You can see Matt, Clary, my producer. You can see him mixing it. And
that is awesome.
Playing guitar himself, you know, because he did a ton of guitar on this record, including all the leads.
Mm-hmm.
And the keyboard stuff, so it's a really cool record. I hope you get it.
Yeah, so everybody out there listening, go get it.
Everybody.
Better Man, the latest album by Elijah Black. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
And by the way, thank you for mentioning the credits of the CD.
Well, listen, how could I not? I mean, you were one of the people that I swore I was going to have a new record out by.
Uh-huh.
You were one of the faces I saw in my nightmares at night.
Oh, okay.
Mid-February.
All right.
Going, you know, when I'm really starting to feel like, you know, the deadline of this record. You were one of the faces going, you said you'd have a new record.
Uh-huh.
Where's the new record? So, yeah, you bet I put your name on it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Elijah. And, hope to see you soon on the next gig and on the next show. Just let us know. And have you in the show again, and probably promote Bears on the Run when it comes up.
Okay. Absolutely. Big bear hugs and big peace, y'all.
All right. All right. Time for some bear events. We haven't done this for a long time. Okay, so let's go to Portland, Oregon. Bear Town 13, Evolution on June 5th. It has begun. 13 years in the making, the Oregon Bears are proud to present Bear Town 13, Evolution. This fun-filled weekend is packed with some of our most popular events from the past 13 years. And it's a long time too, 13 years. And includes some new and exciting activities that will showcase our city and the spirit of our organization. It's time to evolve. The Mr. Oregon Bear and Cub Contest. I wonder if Butch is going to join. Cub Contest featuring entertainment by Miss Candy Cane. It's the highlight of the event of the weekend. And back this year at CC Slaughter's is the wildly popular Under Bear Dance, Raging Bearmones. Raging Bearmones. Okay, for those of you who are so inclined to shed a bit of your outerwear, we have two events for you. Join us for Twisted Social Grooming. Twisted Social Grooming, a bear bath event at Portland Tub and Tan and Bears Go Wild play party at Steam Portland. So for more info, interesting event, go to OregonBears.org. Next up, the new Southern Bears presents Hydration 2008. It's supposed to be on June 3rd in Atlanta, Georgia. Unfortunately, the event has been canceled due to lack of interest. So that's what the SouthernBears.org website says. So, oh well. If you guys are planning to go, or if you guys are wondering what's happening, it's canceled. Next event, Tidal Wave at Disney Gay Days. Of course, it's the gays in Disney. Okay, so that's June 6th in Orlando, Florida. Don't miss the second annual Tidal Wave party. It's the only exclusive party for bears, cubs, chubs, and admirers during the Disney Gay Days in Orlando, Florida. Only at Wet n Wild. That's June 6th, Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight. So for more info, go to tidalwaveparty.com. Next event is Bear Hunt New York City Fire Island Weekend in Sherry Grove, New York, June 6th. Okay. Ever wanted to spend a weekend at a beautiful all-male clothing optional guest house on Fire Island filled with other bears, chubs, cubs, and chasers? Now you can! Join us for a two-night discounted weekend package at the Belvedere Guest House. Mr. Belvedere! The Belvedere Guest House in Cherry Grove, Fire Island. Pack your sunscreen, swimsuits, or not, and libido for a weekend of bear hunting. So for more info, go to dannynyc.com/bearhuntnyc_Fire Island. And if you go to the website, get that cool music. And it's a big picture of the Belvedere. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's in the website. Okay, that's enough. Okay. Yeah, so for more info, yeah, go to the website. Links on the website. A few more events. Okay. Okay. Please excuse me for this. It's in German. Thuringer Baron Weekend in Jena, Erfurt, Germany, June 6th. I hope I didn't fuck that up. The Bears of Thuringia Bear Club welcome you at the Great Thuringian Bear Weekend. God, this Thuringian thing. Okay, in cooperation with Ox's Thuringian Leather Club Erfurt and JMC, which is Jena Men's Club, this event climaxes. Nice. It climaxes in Jena and Erfurt in two big parties. The opening takes place in Jena's Jener Men's Club. It's going to be an exciting weekend, including a big bear rebellion, a party with two DJs, a furry guided tour. Furry. A furry guided tour through Jena's woods. Okay. And a honey brunch with a Thuringian barbecued specialties, plus more events pointed out on our website. That's thuringer-baron.de. I'll just put the link at the website. However, I did visit it, and it says forbidden. Looks like there's something wrong with the website. Probably their email will work. Go to info. We'll email them at info@thuringer-baron.de. I'll put the link on the website so it's easier. Okay, last event for now. It's Bristol Bear Fiesta 2008 on June 6th in Bristol, United Kingdom. Bristol hosts another Bear Fiesta. Now in its fifth year with new organizers, new ideas, and some tried and tested favorites. See website for more details. So go to bbf5.co.uk. Okay, so that's it for now. We're going to have another show this week. I'm going to record with Ray this coming Thursday. Well, by the time you hear it, it's going to be delayed. And, well, the previous episode, let me see. Oh, yeah. You guys may have seen the video with the Dallas Roundup Diesel. What do you guys think? It's funny because, you know, they're not funny, but it's great because it's a Dallas team. It's a Dallas Bear team. Came over to Houston and played with us. We lost against them, actually. My team, the Wave, lost against this Bear group from Dallas, and they're awesome. And like I said in the video that in the previous the last video that I posted, it's they were distracting. Butch was in the show also. I interviewed him, and probably just go to the website bearpodcast.com, or you can download it and you can watch it in iTunes. You'll see the video of the Roundup Diesel, the Bear softball group from Dallas. And yeah, they're D division. They look like a fun group. I know one of the guys. I only know Russell and Butch there. But oh yeah, I have a crush on number 8 and number 9. Well, number 8, I think his name is Cody. He's Wolf. Very nice first baseman. Yeah. Anyway, so he was hot. Okay, so guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com, or send your voicemails. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And yeah, subscribe via iTunes. Leave a review, please. Okay, so watch out for episode 208. I'm going to record with Ray and a friend of ours, probably with Henry. Looking forward to do that. We're going to do an in-studio thing. Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.